We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
My phone apparently is very specific. Oh, by the way, welcome to Michael Mackey. Everywhere you go, you bring that rain, man. I don't know.
Hurricane Mackey just blew in. Okay, what is the deal? Like the caller yesterday said, "Are you on the air tomorrow? Are there going to be storms?" And I said, "No, it's going to be fine." And then literally as I walked in the door, it was torrential downpours.
You came in without a drop.
So I barely made it, but you're welcome. Also, you're welcome, Kansas City, because I had my car washed yesterday. So that's why it's raining today.
My phone is very specific. It says under the weather app, heavy rain for another 49 minutes or so, followed by drizzle.
49 minutes.
Not 48 minutes.
Or so.
Yeah, give or take. But heavy rain for 49 minutes or so.
49 minutes.
Followed by drizzle. Rebecca Crockett's back in the building.
I'm here.
Hey, RC Cola. How are you doing?
I'm good, Michael. How are you doing?
She poked her head into the studio and does the, you know, come here. And I was like, oh, am I in trouble? Like, what's happening? And then we hugged it out. We jumped up and down.
Yeah, ran in place jumping up and down, first of all. Yeah. And then we hugged.
Like 12-year-old girls.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Nerds.
Yeah. And you're back because...
Because there's severe weather.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So am I. But that was not planned. Or was it? Maybe I am like Mother Nature.
Severe thunderstorm warnings are still in effect for another. What'd you say, Sam? 4:15 on the extension on those, or is it 4:30?
Yes,
4:15. Okay. I stepped out during the news break at the top just to see how bad it really, because you can't get a great feel for it just looking through the windows. It is pouring. See, I like to put it in layman's terms so everybody understands. Holy crap! It's coming down out there. So be careful if you're out driving right now.
Turn on your headlights.
It's no bueno.
Es no bueno.
Let's see. Where are we going to go now? Story here from the Kansas City Star.
I love it how I never know what we're talking about until you literally go, hey, here's what we're talking about next.
And oh, then- well, speaking of weather, wait. I got this one here, Sam. You'll love this. Did you know Helen Hunt claims that she wanted to make a sequel to the second worst great movie of all time,
Twister,
and that the studios would not greenlight it?
I wonder why.
Okay, I have a Twister story because Twister was shot just outside of Des Moines, Iowa, back in the day. And
was it really?
Yeah, and Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton were often seen dining in the Des Moines metropolitan area. They were, I think that's where they were staying, so...
Were they a couple?
No.
Oh. I don't know. Don't act like I'm an idiot. I don't know.
No, they were co-stars.
Okay.
Yes.
That movie is so bad, it's good.
Cow.
Oh, my God.
We got cows.
Helen Hunt says that she offered up a sequel to Twister that she said she was willing to direct, but she wanted the cast to be, where's the wording here? Here we go. I tried to get it made with David and Raphael and me writing it. Who David and Raphael are, I have no idea.
And Raphael. How can you not know who they are? Everybody knows David and Raphael.
I tried to get it made with David and Raphael and me writing it and an all black and brown storm chasers, but they wouldn't do it. I was going to direct it. I'm not kidding. We couldn't even get it made. Would that have been crazy? Now, it's easy to suggest. Now, at first read, you're thinking to yourself, well, the studios rejected it because Helen Hunt said that she wanted to have all black and brown storm chasers in this movie. Those are her words, not mine. And so the studios rejected it because that's not sellable or they're inherently racist or whatever. Maybe, just maybe, Helen, I see where you're going here. Maybe, just maybe, one Twister was enough. Now, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I don't watch Twister when it's on.
Always religiously, faithfully.
On AMC. I watch it.
Samesies.
Just like I watch Armageddon, the worst, greatest movie of all time.
Okay.
But I watch Twister because I don't know if I should laugh at how awful it is or cry at how awful it is. If ever a movie did not require a sequel, it's Twister. Seriously.
Cow.
Well, and there's a reason that there is no Armageddon 2. I mean, it's just because these movies were so bad that they need not be touched so that they can hold that glory for the rest of eternity.
Do you ever notice when they do remakes of movies like Footloose and Karate Kid, they always make it, it's never as good as the original. And maybe, you know, although I did think the new Red Dawn, I hate to admit this, I thought the new Red Dawn was actually pretty damn good. Whatever. But Armageddon is so bad, you would never remake it.
I don't think Twister is as bad as you make it sound.
Sam?
It's definitely as bad, if not worse.
It's an awful movie.
Well, I mean, at the time, the graphics were revolutionary.
It was 96.
I'm just saying.
They say the same thing about Jaws, Michael.
Jaws didn't have any.
They had a plastic shark jumping out of the water.
They didn't have any.
Twister is awful.
Digital effects on Jaws. Hey, remember Clash of the Titans and the stop-motion animation? That
who
was the
in
best.
That? Was that Mark
Harry
Hamlin?
Harry Hamlin.
Oh, Harry Hamlin, yeah.
Harry Hamlin.
Harry Hamlin. That was such a bad movie. Twister made $495 million, says 5346. People would have gone to see another one.
But okay. Wait, I swear that was directed by like Jean Dubon, who did Speed. Or maybe I just made that up. But I feel like that was a huge hit for him.
Twister was also in theaters, though, when people just went to the theaters to go to the theaters. They didn't go because the movie was good.
And from the text line 2924, Scott, that new Red Dawn remake, that put the UCK in suck. Okay. I actually thought it was rather entertaining.
Did you see what 9496 said? Twister 2, the suck zone. Twister 2, electric boogaloo.
And hush your mouth, Mr. Parks. That new Karate Kid was actually pretty good. I tried to give it a second try like a month ago or something. I just can't do it.
Hey, they're remaking Stephen King's Christine with the killer car. Wasn't that bad enough the first time around?
Oh, goody. All right, Michael Mackey filling in today for Dana Wright. She'll be back on Monday. We got Festivus Friday coming up in less than an hour.
A Festivus for the rest of us.
So get your grievances ready. We'll do that right after 5 o'clock. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. All right, gang, the severe thunderstorm warnings, if you're in them, and if you are in Johnson, Leavenworth, Platte, Clay, Wyandotte, Jackson County, Clinton County, those have been extended now till 4:30. But looking out the window here, and it looks like it is dying down. Thank you, God. Quick hit.
But you're welcome, because I brought that storm in, because the last time I was on the air, in March, there was a tornado warning. Coincidence? I think not. Mm-mm.
Story here from CNN. I've seen the video. It's interesting, I guess, is the only word that I can think of. An Arkansas woman is suing a state trooper after she claims that he performed a dangerous pit maneuver. Pursuit intervention technique is what PIT stands for, apparently. Maneuver during a traffic stop, which caused her vehicle to flip on its top as she attempted to pull over.
I saw that.
An attorney for Janice Nicole Harper has filed a lawsuit in Pulaski County, the county seat of Little Rock. Harper, who was 2 months pregnant at the time of the July 2020 incident, alleges that the Arkansas State Trooper negligently performed the pit maneuver that resulted in a motor vehicle collision. Harper said she slowed down but did not immediately pull over because there was no safe place for her to do so. She tells CNN, quote, "The shoulder did not have enough room for my car alone, but my thoughts were also he, the officer, did not need to be standing beside my car there. Like, there was literally not enough room." The suit also states that Arkansas State Police failed to train the officer in question in the appropriate manner of initiating a traffic stop on a road with extremely reduced shoulders and in proper and safe pit maneuver fashion. Harper was traveling on Highway 67. She was clocked going 84 in a 70. That's what initiated the attempted stop. Within seconds, he initiates his overhead lights. The trooper, Harper, turned on her blinkers and dropped her speed to 60 and moved into the right travel lane, but she continued driving. According to Arkansas Driver's License Guide, when drivers are being stopped by the police, they should activate their turn signal or emergency flashers to indicate they are seeking a safe place to stop and pull over to the right side of the road when they can. However, due to concrete barriers and a reduced shoulder on both sides of the road, Harper was unable to safely stop her vehicle on the right or the left shoulder, according to her lawsuit. If you haven't seen the video, I'd encourage you to watch it.
They timed it. From the minute he turned on his lights and she turned on her, you know, hazard lights, it was 20 seconds before he tapped her, and then she slam into the median. Not the median, what's that called?
The barriers.
The barriers, yes. Yeah. In the median. So
it is amazingly quick. Now, the argument would be, well, she should have pulled over. You know, she was speeding. She was going 84 and a 70. Normally, I would agree with you. But you have to watch the video. It's important. There is no shoulder. Well, there is, but it would...
It'd be like half a shoulder.
Yeah.
It'd be like your car was half in the
lane,
freeway. Right.
Half in the lane and then half on the shoulder.
A dangerous place to stop.
Yes. And I did not know, here's something about driving I did not know, that when there is a police officer behind you, if you turn on your hazards or your, you know, signal, that is some sort of code for I'm looking for a safe place to pull over.
I didn't know that either, but... Did the story say she, I mean, she had her hazards
She did
on?
Activate her hazards almost immediately.
Right. And then it was 20 seconds after she activated her hazards.
Was it only 20 seconds before he does the pit maneuver on her?
Yeah. I mean, the video is longer than that, but I mean, he follows her and then, but I mean, the crazy thing is that she goes completely out of frame. She goes out of the, you know, the video on the dashboard cam. So you don't see the actual accident until he doubles back and spins the car around, and then her car is literally on top of itself.
Now, the pregnancy component of this lawsuit doesn't make much difference to me in this regard, okay? She's 2 months pregnant, she claims, at the time that this occurred. Okay, that's fine. That had nothing to do with whether or not his decision was right or wrong.
Right.
Now, you might be able to get him... for some more damages if, God forbid,
something
happens
to the baby.
Pregnancy. Yeah. But he didn't do the pit maneuver because she was pregnant. And we don't have any indication that her pregnancy was harmed because of this.
Mm-mm. Well, not yet.
Not yet. You're right.
But
you're
I mean,
right.
It did seem a little overly aggressive. I mean, it's one thing if she were, 84 in a 70. I mean, I think I do that on a Thursday. If she was going like 100 miles an hour and she was weaving and it was a dangerous situation. But there was literally in the video, no one else on the road. No one.
And. I'm gonna play a little bit of devil's advocate and then throw one more thing in favor of her out, though. The fact that there is no one else on the road, would it have really been that dangerous for her to pull over anyway?
No, but I mean, she was on a freeway. I mean,
fair point. And we should point out, and I mentioned it in the original story, she did not only turn on her hazards and get in the right lane, she did drop her speed from 84 to 60. She wasn't driving crazy. She wasn't. You know, this was not a high-speed chase is what I'm getting at.
It sounds like she did everything that she was supposed to do.
576-7798. 576-7798. We'll get to Jim in Leavenworth and the others in just a moment. Michael Mackey filling in for Dana Wright.
Hello.
Here on Dana and Parks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Story out of Arkansas, where a lawsuit's been filed against the Arkansas Highway Patrol. If you haven't seen the video, I'd encourage you. It's not very long, actually. This woman, Janice Harper, is going 84 in a 70. It doesn't take long. A state police trooper, Rodney Dunn, gets behind her and activates his lights, wants her to pull over. This was last July, 2020. She immediately gets over to the right lane, turns on her hazards, which I did not know was some sort of code for waiting for a safe place to stop, and drops her speed down to 60.
So she does everything basically right, save for the pullover part.
Right. Now, if you watch the video, she does have a good point in this lawsuit. The shoulders on this highway have concrete barriers on both sides, left and right side. And there is not room there for an entire car to fit onto the shoulder at all. Within 20 seconds, the officer in question here, even though she had lowered her speed down to 60, she did not pull over immediately, and he engages a pit maneuver on her car, which then flips her car over and sends it crashing from the right side of the highway into the left side median.
Upside down.
Correct. And she is now suing. 576-7798. Jim in Leavenworth. Jim, hello.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah, guys, hi. Let's just get to the brass tacks of this. It's just women are not capable of having the pit maneuver done on them. I'm a man. I have cat-like reflexes. I know what I'm doing. Seniors do not know what they're doing. Teens do not know what they're doing. They need more training. They need the woman can sue, but she needs to admit that she is not capable of having the pit maneuver done on her. Men, normal men, can have the strength, have the stamina to be capable of that happening to them. The officer probably didn't even know she was a woman. That's not any big deal. Mm-hmm. But the man, a man is only going to take this.
Jim, hang on. Can I just ask you one quick question?
Certainly.
Is your real name Stephen Olathe?
Well, I was bored. I was watching In the Heights, and I was bored, so I just thought I'd...
Okay, my partner. All right. Stephen Olathe, by the way, has a perpetual ban from calling into the program, and now you know why.
Sam!
No. That's not Sam's fault, because I didn't catch it at first either until he started getting into his outrageous diatribes. That's not on Sam. Okay.
I just like to say, Sam!
Anyway. So, everything you just heard in the previous caller, his real name is not Jim, he's not really from Leavenworth, and he doesn't mean anything that he just said. That is Stephen Olathe. He tries to call in every once in a while and get everybody riled up by saying something he knows is completely and patently false. Okay? Anyway. And that was not what he was going to talk about. He was simply going to say that the police officer did nothing wrong, and he was actually in the right. Okay. Stephen, yes, Texter, you're right. 9755, Stephen Olathe is a troll. He's a radio troll. That is correct. You're right, 8166. The woman claims in the lawsuit that she was 2 months pregnant at the time. That is worth mentioning. I don't know necessarily, excuse me, that this had anything to do with, I'm sure it had nothing to do with, the officer's decision to engage this pit maneuver on her. All right? Anyway. That is that. Amy in Raymore, hopefully a little bit more sober and normal than Stephen Olathe. Hello, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Yes. Hey, Parks. Yeah, Stephen Olathe, he's something I can't even use a name for.
It's okay. That's all right.
I just wanted to say that, you know, I normally side with the police, but I think in this case, the police officer was, you know, a little too fast with his maneuver, and he could have given her a little more chance to pull over and, you know, get her bearings straight before he used that tactic. I don't think anybody's prepared to get their car bumped a little bit, and she deserves some type of compensation for the damage to her car and probably some other, you know, trauma that she's been through. I mean, I think he has to be held accountable for what he did to this woman.
All right, Amy, thank you.
Thanks.
Rational and reasonable call. Very good.
Again, I don't think that going 80 and a 64 is an egregious...
84 and a 70.
That's what I said.
I know.
84 and a 70 is an egregious... Like, I don't think it's, I think it was a little hair trigger and he shouldn't have done it.
I don't have a problem with him trying to pull her over. I mean, she's going 14 over the speed limit.
Right.
And they always say, you know, cops are more likely than not to give you 10 miles per hour.
Right.
Now, whether that's true or not, I have no idea. I've never, and maybe I will on the text line, if those of you who are in law enforcement would like to weigh in, is it true that more often than not, unless you're having a bad day, you're going to give us 10 miles over the speed limit or 9 miles over the speed limit? That's what I've always heard. But I've never asked a cop. From the text line, 3630, she should have pulled over. She apparently was going to. That's the key. She did, I think, everything right. I did not realize that when a police officer gets behind you and activates the lights, if you think it is not safe to pull over, and the shoulders on this highway were very thin, that you're supposed to activate either your hazards or your signal. And that tells them, I did not know this, that you're looking for a safe place to stop. She did that. She gets in the right lane, lowers her speed down to 60, which is 10 miles below the speed limit, and activates her hazards. Within 20 seconds, he runs a pit maneuver on her, flips her car over, and she crashes into the barrier on the opposite side of the highway.
Several people on the text line keep asking you what a pit maneuver is.
All right, so she is driving down the highway at 60, okay? He gets just to the left of her, but behind her, and taps the left side of her car.
It's like a tactical bump.
With the right front of his car.
The intent is to make the car in front spin out.
Spin out, that's right.
And goal achieved. Well, hey, from the text line, she should have called 911 to tell them she felt unsafe pulling over there and dispatched.
There wasn't enough time.
I know, that's what I was saying. That was my point.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. I'm just saying that's what the texter said. And there was no time. By the time she would have like dialed 911, it would have rang. She would have already been upside down practically.
Mike in Topeka.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
You know, you can take this another step further. But for the most part, most jurisdictions will have a procedure or standard that if a female especially is getting pulled over and she doesn't feel comfortable or she has questioned that you are in fact a legit officer, that she can turn on her hazards, turn on her signal, give you some sort of visual acknowledgement that, yes, I see you, yes, I'm going to pull over, but I don't feel safe here. You know, go to a gas station, go to somewhere well lit. You know, the fact that, I mean, technically speaking, she did pull over. If she was in the left lane and she got in the right lane, that is pulling over. She just didn't stop. But she slowed down, she put on her hazard, she's giving you every indication that, yes, I see you, yes, I'm going to stop, I'm just not comfortable yet. And so I think this officer was very much in the wrong. PIT stands for Pursuit Immobilization Technique. This was not a pursuit. She's not running from you. So there's no need for a pit maneuver in the first place.
Fair point. Mike, always good to hear your voice, man. You always have good calls. Thank you for it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, be well, my friend. 576-7798. We'll take a quick break. Michael Mackey is in for Dana Wright. She returns on Monday, and we've got Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news here on Dana and Parks. All right, several people on the text
just
line
a good old boy
have written in to say, you guys must have seen an abbreviated video. It is longer than 20 seconds, no doubt about it. Okay, that is more than fair. This pursuit could have gone on for more than 20 seconds. That's fine. But here is the way the world works. There is no facts anymore. And I say that because, listen to this, the chase went on too long and the shoulders, were not very thin. The video shows them to be normal. Okay, that's from 3630. And then immediately after that, from 9380, I've seen the video, there was nowhere to pull over. We can't even agree on facts. There either was or was not enough room to pull over. I've seen the video. There was no room to pull over. 3630 says, I've seen the video. Those shoulders were not very thin. Okay. 576-7798. And from 7, I'm not going to give the number because he or she claims to be a police officer. Yes, I am a cop for 8 years. And yes, 10 over is a very reasonable speed, which we will let people have. Over 10, you're mine. Okay. Jim in Gladstone. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, love your show. Thanks for taking my call.
First of all,
I want to say I am a solid, staunch backer of the blue and the thin blue line, but when someone uses a tactical move for a traffic violation with, you know, without an outstanding warrant or some other reasonable suspicion, I just think that's a little excessive.
Yeah, because you're going to get her for a 14-mile-per-hour speed limit infraction. So let's say it's $15, $10, just for the ease of the argument. $140, maybe $200 max. You're going to pit maneuver on a 14 miles over the speed limit with her apparently doing everything right. Slowing down, getting into the right lane, and turning on her hazards.
Right, Jim? Didn't it seem a little overzealous?
It seems a little much. So hopefully there was some other circumstance, but I can't judge it any other way. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Good to hear you. Gavin in Kansas City. Hello, Gavin.
Hi, Gavin.
Hey. So I'm a tow truck driver, so I'm on the highway constantly. Honestly, I don't see how she did anything wrong because I play on the highways, not necessarily play, but you understand what I'm saying. And there are times where I'm on shoulders where three quarters of my tow truck, if not more, is sitting in the live lane. And, I mean, at that point, most of the time, no one has control over when their car breaks down. So it's one of those.
Have you ever been hit, Gavin?
I have not, but the company I work for in the last 10 years has had two drivers get hit and killed.
Oh, my gosh.
And there have been several of my friends in different states that have been hit and killed on the side of the highway. Right. I've had several close calls. But I've never actually been hit.
Well, be safe, my friend. You know, that is one of those jobs that people don't think about it, but it is incredibly dangerous work.
Yeah, I'd say we are actually considered first responders. We're covered under the same law now.
All right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. If you hit a tow truck driver, it's like hitting a first responder, isn't it?
Yep.
Right on. All right, Gavin, be safe. Thanks, be well, Gavin. Man. Let's wrap it up with Dennis in Lee's Summit. You get the last word. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you, man.
I had a cop pull me over, same situation. There was no way to really pull over the side of the road. And I went ahead and pulled over anyway, like half and half. And he got out of his car and he came up there and I said, hey, dude, I said, can we go on up to like an off ramp or something? I don't want you to get hit. Sit out there. He goes, that's a good idea. And we took off and went off, got the off ramp, and he didn't give me the ticket. He just talked to me. So, I don't know, maybe she should have went ahead and pulled over and let him take his chances.
Okay. Dennis, do appreciate it. You know who else got a little talking to the other day at the airport? Michael Mackey.
I got pulled over at the airport, you guys.
What did you do?
I am pulled over. Well, apparently, because there is so much construction going on up at the airport, they have reduced the speed. Like, it goes from, like, 40 to 30 to 20 to like -2, like you have to be driving in reverse really slowly. And apparently I just wasn't paying attention because there wasn't very many people at the airport. Oops.
Except for that police officer.
Yeah. Right.
Except, yes. Well, and here's the thing. I was picking a buddy up and the buddy was getting in my car. And next thing you know, there's an officer like right there. He was like, do you know how fast you were going? And I literally turned around and looked behind me because I was like, I know he's not talking to me.
Well, yes, he is.
And guess what? He was talking to me. However, he had backed up traffic, you know, in Terminal B. So there were many cars trying to get by. And so he was like, slow down. And I was like, yes, sir. So if you're going out to the airport, slow down.
All right.
60 in the terminal is not what you want to do.
I was going 55. In the terminal.
Yeah.
I believe the speed limit is 35 there, Mr. Mackey.
I don't remember. He didn't tell me how fast I was going.
Festivus Friday is coming up next. Get in early with your grievances because we usually get a full board quickly. 576-7798. The area of the grievances is next. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. But first, the news here on Dana and Parks.
Lady, running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. I want to be your left hand man.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.